This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. It's 7:49 on Wednesday, the 6th of July. Now, over the weekend, we did see some announcements from Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri, whereby he announced that government-linked companies and government-linked investment companies should appoint representatives from the MTUC to their board of directors. He said this will enable workers to have a say in all decisions made by the top management and provide a necessary platform for workers to air their complaints and grievances without fear or favour.
Now, it's important to note that he did say this at an MTUC assembly. So he was speaking to the choir, essentially. And currently, MTUC representatives are board members of several bodies, including the National Labour Advisory Council, EPF and SOCSO. But trade unions are not as common in Malaysia as in Western countries like the UK or the US.
So how will this new directive from the Prime Minister impact the function of GLCs and GLICs moving forward? Is this actually a step in the right direction? So for some answers, we turn to Leah Rahman, advisor and council member at the Institutional Investors Council Malaysia. Good morning, Leah. Now, what do you think about this announcement made by the Prime Minister regarding GLCs and GLICs appointing MTUC reps to be on their board?
First of all, I always believe that it is never a good governance for a government to get involved in the running of business, especially the listed GLCs. I can't help but see this imposition as too much interference by the government. The announcement of the appointment of MTUC rep on their boards, I think it should not be imposed. The board of these organizations should be given the mandate to identify suitable individuals to be appointed on its board. Even though we can say that the idea or the basis given that is to ensure that employees' protection is noble, but is this the best solution? How can we assure that the employees' welfare and interests will be protected by appointing MTUC rep? What happens if the institutions do not have unions? What voice is he representing? You know, and as you are aware that EPF and SOCSO, they have MTUC representative on their board. My question is, has any assessment been made on the effectiveness of having these representatives on their board? And in the case of GLCs, which are not SOEs and even listed, what is a strong justification for the government to impose on this appointment?
Okay, so you don't agree with the government interfering, as you would say it, but one could argue that because GLCs and GLICs are government-linked, then it makes sense that the government would have a role to play in ensuring transparency and welfare of its employees, no?
Okay, I always believe in fact, we are talking about reform in public governance or even corporate governance. I think the most important is that, you know, the rights to appoint, especially on the listed GLCs by the government under special shareholders' right, should be removed, because we should give the mandate to the board of directors of the GLCs, right, to appoint suitable and capable individuals to their board. The government should not involve in the appointment, because we can see through the history, right? Sometimes the appointment is actually not in the best interest of the company. But back to your question, is that to enhance for the transparency? I don't think so. The question we should ask ourselves, what constitutes good board? You know, it's not so much on putting people, like we think that MTUC should be there to protect the interests of the employees. Other things that should be the basis. Most importantly, we should ensure that the board operates in a very independent manner. And in that aspect, I think we should also look perhaps to have more independent individuals on the board of both the GLIC as well as the GLCs.
Okay, Leah, back to the representing employees' voices on the board. Do we know whether there are any existing guidelines or practices to ensure that GLCs and GLICs are already ensuring this?
do we really need to have the employee representative on the company's board? You know, and I'm not too sure whether GLICs or GLC have this arrangement at the moment. But the most important we have to ask, are we ready toward this arrangement? Because the appointment of the employee rep can be tricky and can be very challenging. It can also bring about disruption as the rep may not be fully understand his roles and duties. And also there'll be an issue, that would be the issue on confidentiality of documents and information. I don't see why when we look at the social aspect, we think that it's important for the employee rep to be on the board. Do not forget that the CEO of this organization is already the S official to look at the interests of their employees. Perhaps in the case of listed GLCs, the independent directors play a very important role in this aspect. Maybe the company should look at designate the independent directors to specifically look at the interests of the employees. As far as the independent directors are concerned, they should play more proactive role in communicating directly and regularly with the employees to get the real situation, rather than just taking the management's words on how they handle the welfare and well-being of their employees via the report at the board meetings. Do not forget, we also have whistleblowing. So it is important that this organization ensure that the channel of communication under their whistleblowing policies and practices are effectively implemented.
How do you think the appointments of these MTUC reps will impact the operations and running of GLCs and GLICs? Do you think it'll introduce more bureaucracy to these institutions?
Yes, I think so. Like I said, right, at the moment, we have MTUC rep on EPF and social board. My question is that has any assessment been made on the effectiveness of their purpose on board, that is to protect the interests of the employees or you know, the voices of the employees? You know? But by imposing that, I think it's not going to work. And it is, like I said, it's subject to too much of interference from the government. You should let these organizations be run independently. Let the board decide which individuals are best fit for the organization, because there's no one size fits all. You have to see the type of organization, the operation, the nature of businesses. So I think at the end of the day, the board should decide, rather than the government impose, no, you should appoint MTUC rep. Yeah? Do not forget, we also have this requirement, fit and proper. You see, how do we know that the rep is going to be fit and proper with the relevant expertise, relevant experience, exposure to bring about changes or to bring about the protection of the employees' voices?
Now, Leah, since we have you on the line, you know, recently the topic of remuneration has been widely discussed, especially on the back of the salary and allowance bump that we saw in FGV. They've since appointed consultants to review this. But what do you think of this move?
If you look at the increase and the new structure of allowance, which was reported based on the advice from the consultant who conducted the review and did the benchmarking of the director's remuneration, the question that I would like to ask, what is the justification and basis for the increase? And if you notice, there was also a new fee introduced, i.e. additional fee for official business allowance of 1,000 ringgit Malaysia per day for attending meetings with government representatives or other third parties, such as banker, as well as official site visit. What the basis for introducing this new fee? I don't think so. Other companies having this type of allowance. And even though they have mentioned that now they are looking into appointing independent consultant, but they also did mention that they have consultant who advised them on this proposed increase when they tabled it at the AGM. I think in the spirit of transparency, perhaps the FGV board should disclose the name of the consultant who advised them on this fee structure which they presented at the general meeting recently. Because if you look at it, it's huge increase as far as remuneration to the chairman is concerned, because he's a non-executive director.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Lia Rahman, advisor and council member of the Institutional Investors Council Malaysia, giving us her views on two topics. One, of course, remuneration. And the second one, which is whether MTUC should be appointed, members or representatives should be appointed to board of directors at GLCs and GLICs. What do you think, Shaz?
Well, when I heard the proposal or I heard the suggestion, I immediately thought of Germany, because in Germany, they do have something called co-determination. And this, it loosely means that you do have representatives of unions on board of directors. But I'm wondering if that was the model that the Prime Minister had in mind when he made this suggestion. But I think, as Lia pointed out, there are just a lot of considerations to go into it. And really, I think you could hear her bristling at just the government ordering this to happen rather than this coming organically from the businesses themselves. That's really something that she does not appreciate.
Yeah, I was also pretty shocked by the remuneration comments. It does seem like ill-timed, to say the least, and also the quantums involved are quite high. Mm. I think we've had this discussion many times, right? What's a fair remuneration, and how do you determine that this person was paid well, not well? And if he doesn't perform his job or she doesn't perform his job, is there a way to claw it back? You know, we've had this during the great financial crisis with banks. We've had it recently even with ministers. And I don't think there's really a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to pay, unfortunately. But up next, we've got the KLCI opening as well as Market Insights with Jack Kuzi, Director for Strategy at VFS Group. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.